You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
The ANC will appeal the Durban High Court's decision to dismiss its trademark case against the MK Party. Now, the court dismissed the ANC's application to prohibit the MK Party from using a similar name and logo of its disbanded Umkhonto weSizwe military wing. For more on this, we join on the line by legal expert Mpumulelo Zikalala. Very good morning to you, sir, and welcome.
Good morning to you, and also good morning to your listeners.
Now, the ANC Secretary General has accused the judge in the trademark case of focusing on politics rather than facts pertaining to the ownership of Umkhonto weSizwe. Was the Durban High Court correct, you think, to dismiss the ANC's bid to stop the MK Party from using the Umkhonto weSizwe's name and logo?
Yes, I think they were partly correct. Remember that the judge only focuses on what the law is stating and what the procedures ought to be followed. So the judge said the following: I ought to have dismissed this matter due to a lack of agency. Why do we say that? From the time in which you know about the infringement, you know about something which was warning you, you took your time before coming to court. So you can't on the last minute and instruct the court to deal with the matter on an urgent basis when you are the one that have rested and not done anything and only lifted up a finger to do anything only at the last moment. So on agency, the court said there was no agency in this matter. There's no reparable harm which is going to be suffered, and there are all sorts of remedies that can be occupied, including going to the IEC or to the electoral court to deal with this matter rather than coming to the High Court. And then the second one was on local standing, in terms of saying, what grounds do you have in terms of coming here when you have a legacy project that says we are the owners and that you haven't cited them within those particular papers? And then lastly, they looked at the merits and said, well, if you can classify this infringement in terms of the Trademark Act and look at Class 41, Class 41 does not necessarily deal with political parties and anything that has to do with that. Yes, it may have traces of a person that wants to do conferences, but that's not for the entire process that can be there. And it cannot be identified as the only thing that can link this particular infringement or this registration of this trademark to a political party. So on those basis, again, the court said we're going to find that going to ANC because it's not think there's an infringement that is taking place. Even when you look at it from a common law basis, there's nothing that has taken place. Hence why the application was dismissed.
The ANC wants to appeal, so does it mean that the ANC needs to take the matter to the electoral court, or does the appeals or apex court have the jurisdiction on this matter?
It would be to the FCA. So they would start with the current provincial division that they're in, file the notice to appeal and argue the matter if they need to, and then if it's granted, then they would be able to go to the FCA. But you see, if you go and appeal at this stage without having taken into account the recent developments of the full title of the trademark, then you're going to go and make appeal limping. Secondly, I think they must listen to the court when it talks about the identification of which class does this class fall within, and look at that first and then say, in the different classes that we have under the Trademarks Act, is there another class that would like to register this trademark under, so that it caters what the judge was complaining about? Because if you don't want to take a matter in which there's a certain complaint that is there, regardless of whether you believe is correct or not, and simply go to the FCA or launch a fresh application, having not catered for those particular disputes or the disgruntledness that was there raised by the judge. Deal with that first, and then after you've dealt with that, then you can launch whatever full-scale application, knowing very well that in all the classes that need to be protected under the Trademark Act, I've covered myself.
So what do you think is the ANC's prospects of success when taking this matter on appeal?
With the current effects at hand and not taking into account the developments, I think the prospects of success would be slim.
I thank you so much for your thoughts. The legal expert, Mpumulelo Zikalala.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.